Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We've got some new additions to the Prospect Stash up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Wednesday, June 3rd. I am Frank Stample, joined by Scott White, and let's start things off with the prospects on the periphery. We've got five names that are making some noise right now, and that includes Joshua Baez of the Cardinals, Ryan Sloan of the Mariners, Zach Veen of the Rockies, Wyatt Sanford of the Pirates, and Caden Hunter of the Orioles. Scott, what do we have on this group?
Yeah, so Joshua Baez of the Cardinals was a big prospect coming into the season, had a huge breakout year in the minors last year. Now, this year has been a bit of a struggle by comparison overall. He has surged here lately. He's gotten a lot of headlines because of a big power surge he's had. He had five home runs over a three-game span last week, and over his last seven games, another four-hit game Tuesday, a .378 batting average with those five home runs. So he is hot right now. But you look at the larger season numbers for Joshua Baez, he struck out 32% of the time with bad chase rate, bad zone contact rate, really bad underlying plate discipline. And it's discouraging because that seemed like the big improvement last year that caused him to have this breakout season. Only a 21% strikeout rate then. So he seemed to have whipped that issue. 21%, now back up to 32%. And that's why, even for as hot as he is, even for as many home runs as he's hit, I have Joshua Baez only in the five on the periphery instead of the five on the verge. I'm just not sure he's ready. The Cardinals are getting Lars Nootbaar off the IL. I don't know that they're itching to call him up. Ryan Sloan is a top pitching prospect for the Mariners, kind of overshadowed by Cade Anderson these days, but he's not in a different category. I mean, those two are probably in the top five among all pitching prospects. Now, he was making a big leap, Ryan Sloan, this year to Double-A after barely pitching at High A last year. And he struggled at first, still has a 4.34 ERA and a 1.23 whip at Double-A. But he really showed his upside in his last start, six perfect innings with 11 strikeouts. So he seems to be figuring things out. The arsenal's very impressive. Huge upside for Ryan Sloan. I don't think he's beaten Cade Anderson to the majors or arriving anytime soon, but he seems to be making strides at Double-A. Zach Veen, remember him. He's back in POG form. No, not really. He is having a good year at Triple-A, though. A streak of three straight games with a home run was snapped on Tuesday. Even so, slashing .303, .417, .483 at AAA. Walking a lot more this year. keeping the strikeouts in check, and he's hit a ball as hard as 112.6 miles per hour, much harder than we've ever on record. We've seen Veen hit a ball before. I had for the last few weeks had Cole Kerrig in my five on the verge, somebody who could potentially get called up soon to fill an outfield spot for the Rockies. I've removed Kerrig from my five on the verge for a few reasons, none of which are Kerrig's own performance. But one reason, Veen's already on the 40-man roster. And if he's doing this well at AAA, I don't see why the Rockies wouldn't turn to him first before turning to Cole Kerrig. Wyatt Sanford is a shortstop prospect for the Pirates. He is 20 years old. He's at high A and had a three-homer game last week. This was the most questionable part of Wyatt Sanford's skill set coming in. Is there enough over-the-fence power? Three-homer game. That brings him up to 10 on the year to go with 17 steals. He's 17 for 18 in stolen bases. So we're seeing a power-speed combo from Wyatt Sanford, whose best tool may be his defense. He's a good defender at a premium position there, shortstop. So that's going to give him a lot of leeway, which he may need because, you know, even though the stat line looks good, the one knock is a 33% strikeout rate. That's very high, especially for a player at high A. He's young enough again. Wyatt Sanford is age 20. So he still has time to overcome that strikeout rate. He's kind of reminding me a little of Carson Williams here in terms of the overall package. Williams never did overcome that strikeout issue, and that's why we don't think of him as much of a prospect anymore, but Sanford has time to do that still and is much lesser known. Finally here on the periphery, Caden Hunter, a left-handed pitcher in the Orioles organization. He is missing a ton of bats, 16.1 K per nine. A 20.3% swinging strike rate. Both of those numbers are absurd. There are some there are some issues here with both of those for Caden Hunter. The outings have tended to be short, less than five innings. So he's getting a lot of like four and a third, nine strikeout kind of starts. And he's a 22-year-old who did most of that at low A. He just moved up to high A and had a start just as dominant, but he's old for his level, was especially at the beginning of the year, but even now at high A with the recent promotion, he's old for his level. Still, great extension for Caden Hunter, deceptive delivery from the left side, has a ton of induced vertical break on his fastball, making it a great whiff pitch. You certainly see the formula here for Caden Hunter to emerge as a legit prospect, but he's got to get to a level that's more appropriate for his age before we can really call him that.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome back in, FBT Express. Let's count down the five prospects on the verge of getting called up. And this is a new-looking list. Number five, mm-hmm. Well, he's not new, but there are other new names. Number five is Yohandy Morales of the Nationals. Scott, what's the latest here?
Yohandy Morales just continues to kill it. He just hit his 13th home run on Tuesday. Had a two-homer game last week. He is now slashing 344, 416, 600. That's, yes, a 600 slugging percentage for Yohandy Morales at AAA. He's basically kept the strikeouts under control, but some of the underlying plate discipline issues or measurements, there are issues there in terms of zone contact rate, chase rate. It's not horrible, but it's not good either for Yohandy Morales. But killer exit velocities. And plays third base, where it seems like Curtis Meade is settling in, but he has some flexibility there. They can make room for Yohandy Morales if they really wanted to.
All right, number four is a new addition to this list. That is Luis Lara of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, Luis Lara. He's young and he's at AAA. So he has moved aggressively up the Brewers system. And yet, even at 21 at AAA, he's slashing .338, .447, .500. He is lighting it up there. Not terrific exit velocities. He's only 5'7". So you don't expect there to be a lot of raw power there for Luis Lara, but he does have 7 home runs in 55 games. Like he's delivering respectable home run total, particularly for somebody who's like bat skills are that good. He's walked more than he struck out this year, which is why he's got that .447 on base percentage, 18 steals. He's plenty athletic in that way. Excellent, excellent defender. That might be the best tool Luis Lara has going for him. So they would be upgrading in center field by putting him there now. And they're currently playing Garrett Mitchell there, not bringing much to the table offensively. They also have Sal Frelick taking up an outfield spot. So two potential openings for Luis Lara. Again, he's young and you'd like the exit velocities to be better, but I think the Brewers, you know, obviously in contention, that's a clear upgrade they can make right now.
Number three, we have Carson Milbrandt of the Marlins. Last week, he was on the periphery. Now he's on the verge. Why is that?
Yeah, a couple times he was on the periphery, but on the verge because he's moving up to AAA, as seemed inevitable because at AA, Carson Milbrandt, that's Carson with a K, at AA, he put together a 1.34 ERA, a 1.00 whip, and 13.4 K per nine. He has a 5-pitch arsenal. He was consistently going 6 innings down there. So, like, this is a guy who seems fully equipped to start. Also, 19.3% swinging strike rate at AA, as if the stat line itself wasn't impressive enough. Like, he was doing everything right. I think he's emerged as an elite pitching prospect this year. And if he continues at AAA like he was at AA, it might only be a start or two before the Marlins are calling him up, given that they have their rotation has been hit pretty hard here. They could really use Carson Milbrandt.
And the top two on this list, I'm gonna do a little double dip here because what do you know, they're from the same organization and the back-to-back World Series winning Los Angeles Dodgers. We have pitcher River Ryan and outfielder James Tibbs. Why do they now top the prospects on the verge?
First, I feel like I should probably explain briefly why the top two recently, in recent weeks, are not there anymore. Noel V. Marte was one, and that always felt like it was cheating because obviously he's not a prospect anymore, and we just have so many legit prospects we could be highlighting right now that I decided to take off Noel V. Marte. If I was going to keep him on, I'd have to put Royce Lewis too, who's been killing it since the Twins went sent down to AAA. That kind of defeats the purpose of a prospect report. And then the other is Cade Anderson of the Mariners, who I still think is worth stashing, but it doesn't feel as urgent since their rotation is already overloaded. So I just wanted the opportunity to feature some others like James Tibbs and River Ryan. River Ryan missed last year with Tommy John surgery. He's already 27 years old, but he gets a pass for that age given the lost time to injury. In 5 starts at AAA this year, he has dominated, fastball averaging 98, hitting triple digits, 29 strikeouts to 3 walks. He's got a 14% swinging strike rate. The Dodgers currently have Eric Lauer occupying a rotation spot. I think River Ryan, he's gotten some major league exposure already. He's 27. Don't see any reason why they should be holding him back. And then James Tibbs has been one of the most impressive hitters in the minors all year. He's up to 17 home runs on the year, including 6 in his last 7 games, so showing no slowdown. The Dodgers have an opening in their outfield right now with Teoscar Hernandez going on the IL, so it seems like a prime opportunity for James Tibbs to step in. They're going with Ryan Ward for now. But Ryan Ward is 28. He's not really a prospect. He had a huge year last year, not so huge this year. So I don't know that that's really going to work out. And Teoscar Hernandez is supposed to be out a month. So there's time for James Tibbs to usurp him. The other issue with that is 19 straight starts at DH for Tibbs because he's dealing with a forearm injury. It can't be that bad because obviously 6 home runs in his last 7 games, but it's been enough to keep him out of the outfield. And obviously outfield is what he would have to play in the majors with Shohei Ohtani at DH. So I don't know the timeline for getting Tibbs back in the outfield, but I imagine once that happens, it could be a very quick turnaround of him then joining the major league team.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we'll be back again later this week. Bye-bye.